This, said Albert.
Oh. There was a moment of horrible silence as they both stared at the lifetimer.
You're for life, not just for Hogswatch, prompted Albert. Life goes on, Master, in a manner of speaking.
But this is Hogswatch night.
Very traditional time for this sort of thing, I understand, said Albert.
I thought it was the season to be jolly, said Death.
Ah, well, yes, you see, one of the things that makes folks even more jolly is knowing that there's people who ain't, said Albert in a matter-of-fact voice. That's how it goes, Master. Master?
No!
Death stood up.
This is how it shouldn't go.
The university's great hall had been set for the Hogswatch night feast. The tables were already groaning under the weight of the cutlery, and it would be hours before any real food was put on them. It was hard to see where there would be space for any among the drifts of ornamental fruit bowls and forests of wine glasses. The Ogard picked up a menu and turned to the fourth page.
Course for mollusks and crustaceans. A medley of lobster, crab, king crab, prawn, shrimp, oyster, clam, giant mussel, green-lipped mussel, thin-lipped mussel, and fighting tiger limpet, with a herb and butter dipping sauce. Wine, Three Wizards Chardonnay, Year of the Talking Frog, beer, Winkle's Old Peculiar.
He put it down. That's one course, he said.
They are big men in the food department, said Susan.
He turned the menu over. On the cover was the university's coat of arms, and over it three large letters in ancient script. Eta, Beta, Pi.
Is this some sort of magic word?
No, Susan sighed. They put it on all their menus. You might call it the unofficial motto of the university.
What's it mean?
Eta, Beta, Pi. Bilious gave her an expectant look.
Yes?
Like, eat a better pie, said Susan.
That's what you just said, yes, said the Ogod.
No. You see, the letters are Ephebian characters which just sound a bit like eat a better pie.
Ah, Bilious nodded wisely. I can see that might cause confusion.
Susan felt a bit helpless in the face of the look of helpful puzzlement. No, she said. In fact, they are supposed to cause a little bit of confusion, and then you laugh. It's called a pun, or play on words. Eta beta pi. She eyed him carefully.
You laugh, she said, with your mouth.
Only, in fact, you don't laugh because you're not supposed to laugh at things like this.
Perhaps I could find that glass of milk, said the Ogod helplessly, peering at the huge array of jugs and bottles.
He'd clearly given up on sense of humour.
I gather the Arch-Chancellor won't have milk in the university, said Susan. He says he knows where it comes from and it's unhygienic. And that's a man who eats three eggs for breakfast every day, mark you.
How do you know about milk, by the way?
I've got memories, said the Ogod. Not exactly of anything specific, just, you know, memories. Like, I know trees usually grow green end up, that sort of thing. I suppose gods just know things.
Any special godlike powers?
I might be able to turn water into an enervescent drink.
He pinched the bridge of his nose. Is that any help? And it's just possible I can give people a blinding headache.
I need to find out why my grandfather is acting strange.
Can't you ask him?
He won't tell me.
Does he throw up a lot?
I shouldn't think so. He doesn't often eat. The occasional curry, once or twice a month.
He must be pretty thin.
You've no idea.
Well then, does he often stare at himself in the mirror and say, or stick out his tongue and wonder why it's gone yellow? You see, it's possible I might have some measure of influence over people who are hungover. If he's been drinking a lot, I might be able to find him.
I can't see him doing any of those things. I think I'd better tell you. My grand